Josephus just writes the history. But he's interesting because when Jesus talked about the destruction to come in Matthew 25, Josephus really gives you the history of how that was fulfilled. And it tells you all the signs of that time of destruction that was taking place and so on, and tribulation, the abomination of desolation, and all that. All these things had a fulfillment in 70 AD. It didn't have a final fulfillment, but it had definite patterns, which, I believe is going to be repeated, because that's the whole purpose of bringing this fig tree back to life. The cursed fig tree that was not supposed to bear fruit anymore has again brought forth leaves. It was cursed for this leaves in the first place, you know, and so Jesus says it's going to bring forth more leaves again. Why? It has to come back to life again, because you have a second time around. Of course, it seems like everybody is saying that this fig tree has been brought back to life and it's going to bring forth fruit. And Jesus said, let no fruit grow on thee henceforward forever. And then later he says, when you see it bring forth leaves, then you know that summer is nigh and it's all at the doors. Yeah, it'll bring forth leaves, but it better not bring forth fruit, otherwise Jesus' prophecy has failed.